When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkle Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast, and spears Dan holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
So I had Brian Jeffrey here in studio.
Mm-hmm.
And you know him?
I don't. I'm gonna look him up.
Dude, Paranormal Black Mass Paranormal is his YouTube channel. He's got like 60, I think it's like 60,000.
Mm-hmm. The Black Mass Paranormal guy?
Yeah, the Black Mass Paranormal guy, yeah. So he does investigations all over the Smoky Mountains, all over this region, East Tennessee. He's local.
Okay. And, yeah, I just gave him a follow. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Like, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. But he was in here, and we had... he goes out to these different locations, and what's crazy is he was going to your dad's location, not knowing that's exactly where your dad's been going. So
he found in a lot of good stuff?
Dude, like for years. So wow. While your dad was going there, he was going there.
Why do you think this location calls so many people? Because it's such a hot spot.
When you say location, do you mean that specific location? Or do you mean like location as in like the general East Tennessee area?
I think a little bit of both.
I need to know which which one you're talking about.
Because there's multiple locations that call people, but that specific one that we're going to get into today, why do you think there's been so many activities or so many things that have happened? Because you've had an experience, obviously Dad has.
Several, yeah.
There's been people, you know, larger people like Les Stroud's had a major experience there.
Les is coming back next year.
And he's going to, I mean, we're not talking about like, oh, I saw something. We're talking about paranormal experiences in that one specific location, yeah. but people are having, I think it's, I'm not saying it's centered there, but definitely for the group and the people that we've talked to, that's a big hot spot. So mm-hmm. why do you think, I guess, that hot spot and, you know.
Who's doing the interview? No, just kidding.
That's right. That, no, I like that stuff.
I'm playing. I don't know, dude. I think, so I feel like there, so I come from this, a very supernatural perspective. I wasn't always like that, but I am now. My faith has 100% defined a lot of the experiences that I've had and what I'm seeing happening around me. And I think that there are certain natural geographical locations, and maybe not natural totally, like maybe there's natural, but there's also natural as in they're just really old places that portals have been opened up through, you know, 100,000 years ago, people doing things at that location. Because what I think happens is, when people are practicing occultic type things over and over again in geographical locations, I believe that it were, and this is just my belief, it wears the veil thin. And so other things creep through because you built a doorway. And I feel like this area in general, East Tennessee, is very old, has a lot of history, dark history, witchcraft, going all the way back to the natives and beyond that, because I don't believe that they were the first ones here. We don't know what the true history is of America, let alone East Tennessee. And I think there's a lot of history here and doors have been opened up. And so this area is naturally more prone to have this stuff happen. I mean, the Smokies themselves are so vast and so huge. It's a natural spot that things can hide in, mysterious things.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people don't realize, like you said, how huge this place is. The Smoky Mountains amass, you know, the Appalachians are from what, Pennsylvania or even farther than that,
yeah.
all the way down to Georgia. So mm-hmm. you've got a massive mountain range. And the way Dad always put it is, even if these creatures were natural, if a bear can survive there, definitely a Bigfoot can.
Yeah.
So if it's all natural, and you know, you and I are of the belief that they're not all
it's definitely
natural.
Not.
Yeah, it's supernatural in origin.
Yeah, totally. And let me just, you brought up Dad, and this just properly introduce you to people. You are Travis Carpenter, son right. of Scott Carpenter. Your dad was on the show one time. I planned on having him on, I don't know, 100 times. But
it's funny. He literally lived right. I mean, we live that for everybody. We live very, very close.
Your dad lived 10 minutes from the studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, Scott Carpenter is going to be on forever, always, you know. Unfortunately, Lord had other plans and took him home a little sooner than what we anticipated. But nothing catches God off guard. And that's one thing we have to remember is that, like, all the things that we go through in life, it catches you off guard. It catches mm-hmm. me off guard, but it wasn't catching God off guard. People have to understand that, like, the fact that God is outside of time, he saw it all happen before, like literally before the earth was created, he knew it was going to happen and when it was going to happen.
You know, it says all things work together for good to them who love God and are called according to his purpose. Mm-hmm. You and I would have never had a relationship, just being real with you, if Dad hadn't passed away. Like, our relationship
spawned you calling me to tell me.
Yeah, like, I called you, and I mean, I was pretty broken. I was like, hey, I'm sorry Dad died. And it was, you know, I did that with multiple people, but I did that with you, LA, all that, because I didn't know what to do. I was in shock, and you spent time with me, and you didn't know me from Adam, and you spent time with me in my darkest hour. Mm. And that means something to me. And there'll be people, it's funny, there'll be people that are like, oh, Tony's this, Tony's a sellout, Tony's this. I'm like, no, that's my friend. That dude was there for me when he didn't have to be. And he was there for me, like, behind the scenes that we're not going to talk yeah. about, but you were there. So, and just, there's so many other great things that God has brought out of Dad's death that you could look and be like, that's a terrible thing. and it's brought me closer to God. It's brought me, I feel like it's brought me into a level of awareness about certain things like paranormal and all this. It's brought me closer to my family. And it's opened so many doors for me and my family. And, you know, I just go back to the scriptures, like all things work together for good to them that love God. And I'm not saying I'm the perfect Christian by any stretch of the imagination.
Nobody is, right?
But
there is no such thing.
I do love the Lord. And man, he has brought so much good out of this. It's not even funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, you have a wrong definition of your faith in Christ if you believe it's based off works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what other religions do. The whole point of Christianity is that we need Jesus in order to be saved because we can't do it ourselves. It's not based off works.
Yeah, absolutely. Read Galatians 3. And
yeah,
like literally Monday, had a big Bible study about it. And it literally talks about Paul beats it to death. It's like, it's all faith.
Yeah.
It's all faith. And you cannot do anything to get to heaven except have faith.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's on my Instagram. I know it's on my email signatures, Romans 10:9. It's huge. I mean, it's the foundation of a Christian's faith. And it's just believing in your heart and confessing your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died and rose again for your sins.
That's
if you believe
exactly
that
right.
And you confess with your mouth, you can confess that with your mouth as much as you want, but if you can't trick the heart, you can't trick your heart, you can't trick God in reading your heart. It's the heart issue.
Absolutely.
That people stumble on. So, no, man, I appreciate you saying that stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny. People make conspiracy theories about me all the time. It's
wild.
It is what it is. But I just let it fall on deaf ears for the most part. But to go back to your thoughts here about East Tennessee and what you had brought up, the specific location that your dad investigated heavily. Mm-hmm. That Brian still investigates heavily. There's a lot of water there.
Yes.
And one of these days, I hope to have a better and more firm understanding as to the significance of water and thinning veils, but there is a connection.
Absolutely. There's a famous portal video that dad has and has pictures of, and you've seen, and you've mm-hmm. got pictures of, and it's been talked about.
The one here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one is actually by a rock face.
Yeah.
And water. Like that's the place that I had shown you. And there has to be something with water. And I, again, don't know what it is, but this place that the portal was, and in the heavily researched area
yeah.
for folks, it's on a peninsula of land and it's covered by water. There's water everywhere around it.
So Jack, can you do me a favor and go on and look and see if you can pull up the portal images? See if you can find them. I know they've been pretty scrubbed on the internet, but can you find them and pull up on the TV? Yeah, it's not going to be on that YouTube channel though. So if you could just look and see if you can find, maybe look for L.A. Marzulli or something like that. Anyways, so while he's doing that, you gave me this book here, which is your dad's, The Nephilim Among Us Special Edition, not for resale. I got the, I got the thicker copy.
You got the original copy.
Yeah, I remember seeing this sitting on his desk in his office. But yeah, I actually have it open here, and if we can pull the pictures, great. If not, maybe Jack will put them. Yeah, we'll have Jack put them in afterwards.
Absolutely. There's.
But like what you see here is literally a bubble on, and you see it happening on video, but we have the pictures here. It's like a see-through bubble that you just visually can see appearing, and then a thing manifesting in the middle of the bubble. And I'll hold this up for the camera so they can, maybe Jack can zoom it in here, but like you can see that this creature
entity
let's call it an entity manifesting in the middle of that. And where you showed me where that was, there is a water source not far from there.
The way it works is that you have a trail You have a trail, you have a rock face, and then you have a creek running right beside it. So you have water, you have a trail, and then a rock face. And there's something about those rock faces, by the way, that have something to do with entities, portals, something like that. I remember, you know, just being, you know, a guy hunting and all that, and I'll see a rock face and I'll just get that pit, you know, deep in the pit of my stomach. And that, this is before I even really got into Dad's research and whatnot. Mm. And I never really liked them. And I always got scared beside them. And now doing the more research and really digging deep into Dad's stuff, I know why. Because they've got, it's again, something to do with that veil thinning, that paranormal abilities or things around that. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about right there. Yeah. And to the left, for folks, to the left is a, of that picture down at the very bottom, to the left of that is a creek, and to the right of that is a rock face.
Yeah.
And as Dad walks away, he's actually got the back trail camera, and this is with an old Sony Handycam. So this is like 1080p. Hmm. And by the way, you know, I got really, you get really frustrated because it's like, oh man, it's this old grainy stuff. Well, it's old grainy stuff, and it reminds you that it's real. Mm. You know, with the AI, you have no, man. Dude, I get sent so many emails of just AI.
What creature is it called that will it has like a horse of a body, it has wings, and it almost looks like the
like
Jersey,
a Pegasus or something.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
What I've been seeing like. This one,
like a centaur,
like a griffin or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like it was walking through the woods on video, and this one Instagram account has been, I like the Instagram, I follow it. Like it's fun, it's fun to look at.
Yes,
but it's not real because AI has gotten to the point now where it can make really good, clear, crappy videos.
Yes,
so it's like. That's too good. Let's make it look crappier so it's more believable.
Right.
And that's what they're doing now.
they are because they're on to, oh, this looks too good. We have to fix it.
Yeah.
But I say all that to say, like, all of Dad's stuff is taken 10, 15 years ago. And it's like, you know, it's real because it's before that AI.
Yeah.
And yes, does it look grainy? Does it look all this? It does because it's real. We're still using 1080 pixels and zooming in.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was less than 1080,
oh,
right?
Yeah, that was like 480 and whatnot. But again, we're talking, you know, Dad was extremely poor, and this was a hobby for years before it became huge.
Yeah.
You know, what really put Dad on the map was being on a few TV shows. He was on Finding Bigfoot and then Survivor Man Bigfoot with Les Stroud.
Yeah.
When he had that experience. That he didn't even come to grips with that experience till years later. That put him on the map. And then the DNA study, mm-hmm. where, in my opinion and Dad's opinion, it proved that Bigfoot is not physical only. It is paranormal as well, which is, I always love getting into that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, as Dad walks forward or closer or to the trailhead or away from the image, the image gets clearer,
yeah,
which is still wild to me.
Yeah, that's actually a good point to point out, too. So this is on a camera that was on his shoulder facing backwards. Was this with the gimbal, do you know?
This was not with the gimbal.
Before
this
gimbal,
it's
not stabilized.
Oh, it's completely unstabilized. It's wild.
And so it's not stabilized. He's walking away. The image gets clearer because it's literally starting to manifest.
Correct. And Dad runs it through so many filters to try to figure out, like, is this a mess up? You know, some people are like, oh, it's just like a drop of water on the thing. If it were, the drop of water would move with the, you know, with the camera. So it would be everywhere. That quote unquote drop of water or that stays in that one place. And you can just see the portal just opening. And in my opinion, yeah, again, I'm a little biased. This is one of the best videos of a portal manifesting that you'll ever see. That's 100% real.
No, I agree. In fact, I am being stretched right now to even think of an actual video of a portal opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if there is one.
Yeah. And I don't see a lot of other people doing the back trail camera stuff the way dad did. Yeah. And I'm afraid that they're afraid of what they'll find.
Mm. Well, like, we do it. Yep. And we have found things that doing that, supernatural things, I would say. It's not my production. So like the documentaries I no longer produce, they're not mine. So I can't have the liberty just to blabbermouth about stuff that I don't own yet, mm-hmm. or I will never own. So one, I will say this, there will be a documentary coming out and it has visual evidence of something supernatural happening. And I would say even manifesting behind Joel as he walked with a reverse camera on.
Mm.
And we've shown it to several people and nobody can explain it away.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Amazon Five Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then I bought this jacket and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. I bought a motorcycle. Started hanging out with drug dealers, but like rich ones. And we flew helicopters. I ended up taking down a communist regime with a band of rebels. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. I tossed it, giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. I'm alive today, but jacketless. We'll buy this jacket again soon. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Thank you for listening to Amazon 5 Star Theater. Looking for unforgettable gifts this holiday season, like a jacket that becomes your whole personality? Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
A couch potato warning is in effect as DirecTV transforms Thanksgiving into Streamsgiving. DirecTV's got free TV nationwide. With a heavy front of 60-plus live channels and a steady stream of streaming apps, conditions are perfect for nonstop entertainment. So hunker down on the couch and sign up for your free trial of My Entertainment from DirecTV. I'm going to watch some free TV.
Start streaming My Entertainment from DirecTV now at streamsgiving.com. My free is free. Paid services. 5-day free trial, then auto-renews monthly. Cancel anytime. Temporary credit hold may apply. Restrictions apply. See streamsgiving.com for details. AI produced.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.